Manu Patra alerts dated the 5th of February 2020. Delhi High Court has convicted and sentenced a minor boy under the Indian Penal Code 1860 and the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Act 2012 on the charges of raping a 16-year-old girl, without taking into account the provisions of the Juvenile Justice Act 2015, as the convict had not raised the plea of juvenility. Bombay High Court has held that the entire purchase cannot be disallowed even if it is a bogus purchase. The court further held that even if the purchase is made from the parties in question are to be treated as bogus, it does not necessarily mean that the entire amount should be disallowed and that no benefit should be given to the respondent assessee. Gujarat High Court has allowed expenses incurred on donations made through banking channel for scientific research purpose. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Bangalore has allowed a claim of deduction under Section 54/Section 54F of the Income Tax Act, 1961 on a house purchased by the assessee outside India. Supreme Court has observed that an application filed under Section 391 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, CRPC, 1973, seeking to adduce additional evidence should be heard immediately after it is filed without waiting for the appeal to be finally heard. Supreme Court has observed that the production of the account books or cash book may not be relevant in a criminal case filed under Section 138 of the Negotiable Instruments Act, 1881. Supreme Court has sought an explanation from the Tamil Nadu Assembly Speaker for the 3-year delay in hearing pleas for disqualification of 11 members of Legislative Assembly of All India and Dravida Munnetra Kazhagam, indicating renewed focus on partial actions of speakers given the recent adverse remarks on the conduct of Karnataka and Manipur speakers in proceedings under the Anti-Defection Law. Supreme Court Registry has issued summons to the Union of India on the suit filed by the state of Kerala challenging the Citizenship Amendment Act, 2019. Delhi High Court has held that the classification between the students who had acquired their Bachelors of Computer Applications, BCA, qualifications via Open Distance Learning, ODL, institutions as against those who acquired the same through traditional universities is patently discriminatory and violative of Article 14 of the Constitution of India, 1949, as it unreasonably excludes students from access to higher education only because they obtained their BCA qualification from ODL institutes. Delhi High Court has held that a paper cutter would qualify as a deadly weapon to secure a conviction for committing robbery with an attempt to cause death under Section 397 of the Indian Penal Code, 1860. Delhi High Court has held that the time limit for completion of arbitration proceedings, enhanced by amending subsection 1, of Section 29A of the Arbitration and Conciliation Act 1996 through the 2019 amendment applies to arbitrations pending as on the date of the amendment. Delhi High Court has tested the Delhi Police's single emergency helpline number 112 during proceedings and found it to be functional. However, the lawyer representing the police and amicus curiae assisting the court in a public interest litigation relating to women's safety differed on the response time taken by the police in answering the call. Bombay High Court has held that in case the order of termination of a probationer judge is simply cited termination, it is not necessary to follow the principles of natural justice in order to hold an inquiry before issuing an order of termination. Calcutta High Court has quashed an order passed by the Speaker of West Bengal Legislative Assembly imposing a punishment on a person for allegedly violating privilege of the House by making statements against the Speaker. The court further said that the decision of the House is open to judicial review on the limited grounds such as violation of principles of natural justice. Kerala High Court has held that a father's pensionary benefits are not immune from attachment towards payment of maintenance to children. Chhattisgarh High Court has issued notices on a public interest litigation challenging the constitutional validity of the Chhattisgarh Bhikshavritti Nivaran Adhiniyam, 1973 and the Chhattisgarh Bhikshavritti Nivaran Niyam, 1977 that have the effect of criminalizing beggary in the state. Guwahati High Court has directed the Union of India to decide within a week the representations filed by All India Federation of Tax Practitioners and the Tax Bar Association of Guwahati seeking an extension of time to file goods and service tax forms, GSTR-9, annual return, and GSTR-9C, reconciliation form. Customs, Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, CESTAT, Mumbai has held that casino vessels could not be classified as pleasure boats. The court observed that a vessel for pleasure or sport should be meant for personal consumption use of the person owner of a vessel and a casino vessel is used for commercial purposes. Appellate Authority for Advance Ruling, AAR, Maharashtra has ruled that the amount collected as membership subscription and admission fees by Rotary Club from its members do not attract goods and services tax as a supply of service. Competition Commission of India, CCI, has approved the proposed combination between M Restaurants, India, Private Limited and Devyani International Limited, DIL. Involving the acquisition of certain equity shareholding and sale of certain KFC restaurants. Securities and Exchange Board of India has come out with a common application form for registration of foreign portfolio investors to enhance operational flexibility and ease of access to Indian capital markets. Ministry of Corporate Affairs has notified an amendment to the Companies, Compromises, Arrangements and Amalgamations, Rules, 2020, adding a provision for majority shareholders to buy out minority shareholders.